Fitness is not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than you used to be. Brett Hoble.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi everyone, Samantha Lee Wright here. Today's episode, we're doing something a little bit different. I was recently contacted by Brent Calmer, who is putting on an online summit focusing around essential oils. And unfortunately, due to unforeseen circumstances, that summit was never able to be released, but he sent me the audio file to be able to use for the podcast. So today, instead of you listening to me interview an expert, you're going to listen to someone else interview me. In the episode, I talk a lot about essential oils and their frequencies, essential oils that are great for calming the spirit and opening the heart. Lots of really fun information. The interview was recorded over the phone, so the sound quality is not as high as I usually like to make it for you guys, but I thought you'd really enjoy this episode nonetheless. So I hope you enjoy the interview. Real quick, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout, and then we'll get to the show. Today's DIY dugout recipe comes from Karen Pennington, who lives in, according to her, the best small city in the world, Frederick, Maryland. This recipe is called lemon basil seasoned salt. Ooh. To make the lemon basil seasoned salt, in a glass jar, combine 3/4 cup kosher salt or Himalayan pink sea salt with 4 drops of lemon vitality essential oil and 4 drops basil vitality essential oil. Put the lid on and shake. Use to sprinkle onto chicken or other meats before roasting. This makes a great gift for those cooks in your life. You can find more recipes from Karen on her new website, surprisedbyautumn.wordpress.com. Thanks so much for submitting your recipe, Karen. We appreciate having you as a listener. We want to hear more DIY recipes from all of you out there. You can send them in to DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello and welcome to the Oils for Energy Masterclass. I'm Brent Calmer, a regular guy who has recently discovered the power of essential oils. I put together the summit with 21 essential oils experts to help city dwellers like me connect to the natural intelligence and beauty of these powerful plant essences and to meet cool people like our guest today, Samantha Lee Wright. Samantha Lee Wright is the producer and host of the world's number one podcast in its category, The Essential Oil Revolution. With over 1.5 million downloads to date, she has helped people from all over the world learn how to take control of their health and understand how to use essential oils for better health and wellness. Passionate about empowering others to take charge of their health through education and holistic tools, she has taught hundreds of classes on the topic of essential oils and has interviewed countless renowned speakers, including Sean Stevenson, James Lawrence, also known as the Iron Cowboy, Wendy Myers, and Vicky Flaconis, and is a sought-after leader in the world of essential oils, news, and discovery. She lives with her husband and 2 kids in the mountains of North Carolina, where she co-owns her area's most prestigious and sought-after doula and childbirth services agency, High Country Doulas. You can learn more about her at www.revolutionoilspodcast.com and www.samanthaleewright.com. Welcome, Samantha.
Hi. Hi, Brent. Thanks for having me.
So let's just jump right in here. Aside from your long-term passion for essential oils, and it was part of a holistic vision of health, you've interviewed dozens of experts on essential oils on your podcast. What are some of your key takeaways in terms of how oils affect our energy?
Sure. Yeah. So throughout my podcast, we've done over 125 episodes to date, and I'm just always blown of people that I get to talk to about this topic of essential oils. I've talked to moms suffering from postpartum depression or veterans suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, young adults overcoming, you know, trials and tribulations, world-class athletes, just a huge range of different people. And through my experience of talking to all of these everyday people, as well as athletes and experts, my biggest takeaways are that first and foremost, the work that essential oils can do for us and our bodies is just, it's involuntary. We can't help it from doing its thing. So a lot of people think, oh, you know, it's a placebo effect, or, you know, it only works if you believe in it. And it's like, no, I'm sorry. These things work no matter if you want them to or not. You know, there's a story of a woman who she was really into essential oils, and she really believed in the power of them, and she really loved them. But, you know, her husband, not so much. So she just refused to let her, you know, do anything with the oils for her. And they were having some trouble in their marriage. They were having some trouble. He didn't really want to, you know, he wasn't very affectionate to her anymore. And so she started diffusing certain essential oils in her house throughout the day when he wasn't home, because he wouldn't let her do it when he was home. And just the experience of over a couple weeks of diffusing these oils when he wasn't home, it completely changed the energy of that household. So that after a while, just involuntarily, he really started to change his behavior. He started to become a lot more affectionate, a lot more loving. And she believes it was the oils that really did that work for him, even though he wasn't actively using it himself. So that's kind of one of my biggest takeaways, as well as the amazing power and interesting science behind the frequencies of essential oils. Brent, have you had anyone talk about the frequencies of essential oils yet on your show?
Not yet, and I would love you to go ahead and talk about that if you'd like to.
Sure. Yeah, so I don't claim to be an expert scientist that completely understands the world of frequencies, but, you know, frequency is kind of this heady word, but really when you're looking at the scientific explanation of what is a frequency of anything, whether that be an object, a plant, a person, an animal, everything in the world operates on a certain frequency, or will be emitting a certain frequency that's measured in megahertz. So it's just a very simple device that you can measure the frequency of something in megahertz. And I was introduced to this concept because I started learning about the frequencies that essential oils can hold. So for example, we've known through scientific study that frequency of disease begins at 58 megahertz in the body. So the body normally runs on a frequency of 62 to 68 megahertz, which is the average human body. So if you measure a human body and it's running lower than that 62, it's running around that 58 megahertz, then we can know that disease is probably somewhere in the body being introduced, and that disease or that inflammation, whatever is going on in the body, is going to lower the frequency of the entire body. We know through studies that cancer patients typically will run at a very low frequency of about 42 megahertz. So that's just an interesting way to look at the world. Now, if you look at other things in the world, let's take dried herbs, for example. Dried herbs typically have a megahertz of 15 to 22 megahertz. Fresh herbs are around 20 to 22. Canned food, not surprisingly, is at 0 megahertz. So, like, canned food can really do very little to help your body. Essential oils, now, when we look at that world, is just amazing how high the frequencies are in certain essential oils. So, the frequencies of all the different essential oils out there in the world so far that we've documented run between 42 and 428 megahertz. So that 428 is blue spruce has been documented at that high. They're doing preliminary studies right now on the Northern Lights Idaho black spruce right now, and they're ranging that at somewhere in the 600 range, which is insane. Rose oil is very high. It's at 320. Heliochrysum, 181. So a lot of these essential oils have these incredibly high frequencies that they're just running at, you know. And so when you introduce that to your body, you know, what do you think is going to happen? Well, your whole frequency, your whole way of operating is going to be elevated, and it's going to add so much vibrancy, so much health and wellness to your entire body. So I think that's a really interesting way to look at the world of essential oils and just the world around us as well.
That's a fantastic explanation. You're a great popularizer, as you are on your podcast, of breaking things down. Is this, you know, sometimes you'll hear people say something like it's a very live oil. Does that have to do with frequencies?
I think so. I think that we do instinctually pick up on those high frequencies. It's sort of like I've heard people make this metaphor before. If you're driving in your car and you've got your radio on the AM station, those are the lower frequency radio waves. It's a lot cheaper for a radio station to operate on those AM frequencies because they're lower. You don't need as much power to put them out into the airwaves, right? But if you flip to the FM stations, that's when you're going to get those slightly more expensive radio stations broadcasting to you. And so when you, let's say your whole life, you've been kind of operating at this AM frequency level, simply putting on a really high frequency essential oil, something like frankincense or lavender even is pretty high. It's going to just bring, it's going to kind of flip your brain from an AM frequency to an FM frequency. And yeah, a lot of people can just tune into that and that feeling of applying or smelling an essential oil, you can feel that life force that's kind of flowing and radiating through it. It's really cool.
It is. It is indeed. So let's take that, some of those insights, and get a little bit hands-on here. Are there particular essential oil recipes that you found especially useful for either raising energy or calming nervous energy?
Sure. Yeah. So one of my favorite things about the podcast that I do is almost every week we read a recipe that has been submitted by one of our listeners. So all of our listeners from around the world email us in their favorite DIY recipes, and we add them to what we call our DIY dugout. So I went back through and looked at what are some of the best DIY dugout recipes I've found coming through specifically for nervous energy, calming the nervous system. So here's one called the Tranquility Tonic Diffuser Blend. So this is just a simple blend you can add to your diffuser, or I'm sure you can make it into a roller ball as well if you prefer. But all it takes is 2 drops of cedarwood, 2 drops patchouli, and 2 drops bergamot essential oil. And this is a great one to diffuse at bedtime, or if you're having one of those days where you just need to take it down a notch. So yeah. For those not familiar with bergamot as well, that's a citrus oil. And it's one of my favorite oils to mix with any of the sort of grounding oils. So cedarwood, very grounding. And then patchouli's kind of got that more floral note to it. So that's a really well-rounded recipe there. That I pulled one more recipe out for you that's great for soothing nervous energy and opening the heart. And this is for a rollerball you can create. And it takes 10 drops of white pine essential oil, 14 drops of lavender essential oil, and 2 drops of German chamomile. And then you can just add that to a rollerball, top it off with your favorite carrier oil like jojoba oil or fractionated coconut oil, and then you can just roll that over your heart, on your wrist. That's one of my favorite spots to put oils, and on the ears. That's one of my absolute favorite places to apply essential oils is on the outer rim of the ears, especially if you're dealing with some sort of nervous energy or emotional problem.
Hello, dear friends. I have been searching forever for a skincare line that would complement the benefits of essential oils, be great for sensitive skin, was research-based, and free of any toxic chemicals. See, essential oils are great for enhancing the absorption of healthy compounds, and we only want to drive the good stuff in. So I am so pleased to introduce you to OneSkin as a continued sponsor to the show. For a limited time, you can try OneSkin for 15% off using the code REVOLUTION when you check out at oneskin.co. Give your skin the scientifically proven gentle care it deserves with OneSkin. Now, if you have sensitive skin like I do, you'll be pleased to know that their scientifically proven topical supplements are free from over 1,500 chemicals and preservatives that can irritate your skin. It's just one of the reasons they've earned the Skin Safe Seal of Approval. As a naturopathic doctor, I was so impressed by the fact that OneSkin was founded by an all-woman team of scientists, and OneSkin's products are backed
backed by extensive lab and clinical data to validate their efficacy and safety on all skin types. They are also the first and only skin longevity company to target cellular senescence, a key hallmark of aging. Their topical supplements are the easiest way to keep your skin healthy and hydrated without the harsh ingredients often found in other skincare products that we try to avoid. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code REVOLUTION at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code REVOLUTION. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support your show and tell them we sent you. Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not-so-happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I've seen this before with application to the ear, which always seemed interesting to me because it doesn't seem like there's a whole lot of blood activity in the ear. Do you know why that's such a potent spot of application?
I definitely am not going to pretend to know a true answer to this. I think it's all just theory. But one of the theories that I've heard that I really like is putting it on the ear is basically surrounding your brain with that essential oil. And so if you imagine, especially when we're talking back to like frequencies, you know, you're putting that oil on your ears. And so those oils are going to be emitting those really high frequencies, like right, you know, surrounding your brain, which is where your sinuses, your pituitary gland, like where all of your emotions are being controlled and affected. I think kind of capping, you know, imagine like putting a hat on over your head with essential oils almost. On top of that, there's a lot of studies done on ancient Chinese medicine, for example, in acupuncture. Yeah. And there's certain points on the body that can relate to different organs or different systems of our body. So I think there's theoretically a lot of points on the ears that can relate to our emotional center and things like that.
I see. Are there any applications or oils that you would recommend steering clear of in this vein? You get, there's a lot of advice out there, as you know. Something, anything that people should just kind of try and avoid, or
are you talking specifically for people dealing with like nervous energy and things like that, or are you talking in more of a broad sense?
In either one, probably more with respect to energy, but in a broad sense as well.
Sure. Well, first, in a broad sense, I do like to everyone be aware, especially at this time of the year when we're playing outside in the sun a lot. Some essential oils, especially the citrus essential oils like orange, lemon, lime especially, can have very high photosensitive properties. So you wouldn't want to put those oils on your skin directly and then go out in the sunshine, because you're going to get like a pretty good dark tan, possibly a burn if you do that. So that's just a good safety tip to be aware of. And you can look up online, you know, what oils are photosensitive if you want to get a full list of what oils that you don't want to go out in the sun with. But as far as the, you know, if you're having nervous energy or you're dealing with emotional problems, I think it would be very hard to go wrong with picking an oil. I don't think that there's any oil out there that's going to make you feel worse. However, I will say my husband does not react well to peppermint. It makes him very kind of hot and sweaty. And so peppermint's got this real energizing effect to it. So I think that if you're having that kind of anxiety, nervousness, then, you know, maybe something like peppermint might make you worse, but I doubt it. But it does make my husband very hot and sweaty. It's kind of hilarious.
Yeah, so that's really a different strokes for different folks there. I guess every oil affects people different.
Exactly. I always tell people, like, don't be afraid to experiment. It's very hard to go wrong with essential oils, short of drinking a whole bottle of it, or, you know, putting lime on your face and going out in the sun, you know. I mean, so long as you're using common sense, you know, if you're pregnant or are taking certain medications, then of course you're going to want to do a little bit of extra research. But in general, I mean, we're talking about plants here, very concentrated, very potent plants, yes, but it's very hard to go wrong here.
Well, that's a nice message. This has been an enormous amount of information and knowledge packed into a very small period of time. Are there any final thoughts that you'd like to leave the listener with?
Sure. I always like to tell people, and people hear this all the time, but it especially applies to the world of essential oils, is that quality counts. I mean, this is just like anything else in the world. If we're talking about the type of wine you drink or buy, or the type of food that you're going to buy, supplements, clothing, you know, quality can make a huge difference as far as how your body's going to react to these essential oils. I always like to make the analogy of bread to essential oils. So, you know, I don't think anyone's going to make the argument that a 99-cent loaf of Wonder Bread at the store is going to do the same thing to your body as, you know, a $10 loaf of sourdough spelt bread at your farmer's market, right? Like, we know that that quality bread from the farmer's market is going to give way more nutrition, way more health to your body than that cheap bread at the store that's got all the chemicals in it and it's just not well made. But when we try to, you know, you try to explain that to some people about essential oils, and they don't seem to want to make that connection. But it especially applies in the essential oil world, because right now the world of essential oils is very, very little regulation going on. So anybody can make a bottle of oil, slap terms on it like 100% therapeutic grade or organic or, you know, pure frankincense or whatever, and it doesn't actually have to mean what it says. There's so much false advertising going on in the oil world right now. It drives me crazy. So just, you know, trust. You got to trust where your source is coming from. You got to know where your oils are coming from. A lot of essential oils on the market right now are produced to smell good and nothing else. They're not made, they're not produced to give your body a therapeutic value. That's a very different process of growing a plant, distilling it, and harvesting it, and getting it to that final product that's going to give you these really great therapeutic benefits. Because, you know, people hear all the time that essential oils are wonderful and they do all these things, and then they go out and they try it, but they buy these crappy oils and they don't do anything. So they think, oh, you know, it didn't work for me. And I'm like, well, it depends on what oil you tried. So that's kind of the last advice that I want to leave your listeners. And also, if you don't mind me doing a little plug for oil course, I have a free essential oil course that's very short. It's 3 days long. It's a video series. So for those that want a little bit more information about how to use essential oils, a little more about some safety tips to know about, and then how to use my top 10 most recommended essential oils, you can find that at freeoilcourse.com. And again, that's just a free 3-day video series, and you can sign up at freeoilcourse.com for that. And of course, I'd love if you tuned into the podcast. We have new episodes every Tuesday, and you can find it on any podcast app. Just search Essential Oil Revolution.
And I can attest that that is a wonderful podcast. You have a gift for picking interesting speakers and topics and teasing out the best from them. So,
thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, our guest today has been Samantha Lee Wright of the Essential Oil Revolution podcast, and I think you've probably enjoyed this as much as I have. And until next time, I'm Brent Kalmer. Thanks for listening.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. Again, I'm sorry this particular online summit did not come to be. However, if you want to catch me in an upcoming online summit, you will really enjoy the 4th annual Young Living Success Summit coming October 1st through 14th, 2018. Pre-registration is now open and free for viewing. This summit brings you 65 plus Young Living leaders, teachers, speakers, and educators who will share passionately about essential oils and also how to build your business. I'm super excited and honored to take part in this online summit. You can check out pre-registration now by checking the link below in the show notes section of this episode. And you can find that link and all of our sponsor links now on our new website page, RevolutionOilsPodcast.com/sponsors. Until next time, folks, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.